daily devotional preaching with Peter Timothy Cooper. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. Though you have not seen him, you love him. Though you do not see him, you believe in him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Let me tell you a story involving the well-known supermarket chain in England, Tesco. Recently, it was reported in the news that someone brought a pre-wrapped cucumber home from his local Tesco, only to discover a dead worm was inside the packaging. The customer, whose name was Wes Metcalf, decided to respond with humour to this situation, and he posted on Tesco's own Facebook page explaining the story about how he planned to hold a funeral for William, the name he'd given to the poor dead worm, and the store quickly responded with an ode to William, a poetic tribute to the dead worm. And Metcalf and the Tesco page then swapped quips and photos and poems back and forth throughout the day, with Tesco reminding its customers to check their ingredients before making a sandwich. Finding joy in this circumstance is perhaps unusual, and as Christians we are called to find joy in all circumstances. Not necessarily because of the circumstances, but because of God. You see, bringing God into a situation can change it, can transform it. How? Well, by praising God in all situations. I'm not saying that's easy to do. I'm just saying that is the thing to do. Philippians 4 verse 4 says, "Rejoice in the Lord always." Again, I will say, rejoice. And in that rejoicing and in that praise comes the joy from the Lord. Joy triumphing over despair, even in our darkest hour. As it says in the hymn, "Joyful, joyful we adore thee, God of glory, Lord of love. Hearts unfold like flowers before thee, opening to the sun of love. Melt the clouds of sin and sadness, drive the doubts of dark away. Giver of immortal gladness, fill us with the light of day."
Unfold like flowers before thee, opening to the sun above. Melt the clouds of sin and sadness, drive the dark of doubt away. Giver of immortal gladness, fill us with the light of day.
You have been listening to Daily Devotional Preaching, and I have been Peter Timothy Cooper. For more, head over to dailydevotionalpreaching.com and don't forget to subscribe. Thanks for listening. I'll be back soon.